What will lower crop prices mean for farm income? Hello again, everyone, and welcome for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, for many Tennessee and American row crop farmers, it's been quite a challenging year so far. Still a ways to go from having those crops harvested, but for the most part, record yields on corn and maybe even on soybeans. And with lower prices for many crops clearly here now, the effect on the incomes of farmers is not so clear. USDA's Gary Crawford reports.
Of course, no crop producer wants to get a lower price for his or her products, but the question is, will more production make up for the lower prices being projected for this season and that production? USDA's chief economist Joe Glauber says that's a tough one to call right now. Depends on what farmers may have to pay later for seeds, fertilizer, gas, all of the things needed to keep a farm going. Plus, there's another big factor. Many farmers rent a lot of their land, and so...
The real issue is rents, and what are you paying for land rent? And for those leasing land, you know, there's no question, land values have been at record levels. They do appear to be softening a bit, or at least we aren't seeing the huge increases that we were seeing before. And certainly rental rates haven't been increasing as rapidly as land values.
He says there's a lot of analysis being done right now trying to figure if farmers will be able to maintain their incomes. USDA will have a new farm income forecast coming up November 26th in Washington. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And farmers in the ag industry will be paying close attention to that farm income forecast report. As far as lower prices on crops, that's good news for livestock farmers. With prices down on corn and soybeans, their cost for feed goes way down. And again, corn and soybean harvest here in Tennessee is still not complete yet. Last year at this time, they were all but through with harvest, and now a chance of rain over the next several days can slow things down even more. But again, really good yields overall being reported for corn and soybeans. Cotton yields are still a mixed bag depending on when it was planted. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.